The storm downgraded. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Nicole is now a tropical depression, losing strength as it crossed the Florida panhandle heading into Georgia.
It was a powerful Category 1 hurricane, Nicole, another historic storm. Incredible sights of buildings collapsing into the water. We have numerous buildings, about 12 in all, if not more, that are being deemed unsafe. We're talking big condo buildings here that have to be inspected to make sure that they are still sound structurally. We had flooding here in the Carolinas. In Charleston, where I am, police had to race around, putting up barricades to keep people from driving through feet of floodwater. Some people ignoring those barricades, trying to challenge it anyway, quickly learning that they were no match for that floodwater.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Charleston. At least five deaths blamed on the storm. It's the first hurricane to make landfall in November in Florida in 37 years. The Justice Department has filed an appeal after a federal judge ruled President Biden's plan to cancel student loan debt is unconstitutional. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre wrote, in part, the president and his administration are determined to help working and middle-class Americans get back on their feet, while our opponents, backed by extreme Republican special interests, sued to block millions of Americans from getting much-needed relief. President Biden talking bipartisanship at a Democratic National Committee event this afternoon as some House and Senate races remain undecided.
Regardless of what the final tally showed, I'm prepared to work with Republicans. But the American people have made it clear they expect Republicans to work with me as well.
The president said he will oppose any effort by Republicans to undo his agenda. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his company have been ordered to pay an additional $473 million for promoting false stories about the Sandy Hook massacre, bringing the total judgment against him to $1.44 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejects an emergency request to suspend New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers while their appeal plays out.
The Alliance Defending Freedom asked the Supreme Court to step in and remove a requirement that New York City workers have the COVID vaccine. Justice Sonia Sotomayor declined to do so while their appeal plays out. The group defending police officers, firefighters, and teachers on religious liberty grounds wrote that these workers have lost their livelihoods and are losing their homes, that there's now proof the vaccine doesn't stop the spread of COVID, and that an injunction here would simply put these workers on par with the city's private sector workers, for whom the mandate was removed by New York's mayor this fall. Late last month, a state Supreme Court judge ruled the city had to reinstate 16 sanitation workers to their jobs with back pay. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Saudi Arabia has released an American woman who was in custody after she spoke out about her efforts to leave the country with her young daughter. The National Toy Hall of Fame welcomes its newest members.
It's been played with for at least 6,000 years, but the spinning top has just made it into the National Toy Hall of Fame, along with two other inductees, a much-loved light-up peg toy.
Light, 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 turn on the magic of shine.
It's only 55 years old and the Masters of the Universe line of action figures, which includes the iconic He-Man and She-Ra. They beat out a field of 12 finalists, which included Nerf, Pound Puppies, and Spirograph. The chief curator of the National Strong Museum of Play calling them enduring classics that have stood the test of time. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Works by artists including Cezanne and Van Gogh sold for a record-breaking $1.5 billion during the first part of Christie's two-day auction of late Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen's collection. All 60 of the artworks put up for auction in New York sold. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.